Parashat Mosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up in Yeretz Hashem on page Resh Lamed Beis. And Siyata Sharm, still Parashat Beis. It's part of the sheet that I sent out to you yesterday. So remember, we're speaking about the concept of Sevilas Ha'elbonos, that part of Anava, part of humility, is the ability to accept what he calls literally tolerate or accept degradation. So remember again, we saw the case yesterday of Bava Ben Buta, who even though he was publicly humiliated in such a dramatic way, didn't respond. So the ability to not respond even in moments of humiliation or degradation really highlight a sense of humility, but also highlight a sense of dedicated purpose, that a person realizes there's so much to accomplish, there's so much to do, there's so much to be. I can't get caught up in the unnecessary back and forth and unnecessary negativity with others. So therefore, even when I'm insulted or even when I'm upset, I choose not to engage in a negative way, but instead I just choose simply to focus on what I have to do, who I have to be, and move forward. The Hillel Kimokin Sipru Merov An Venusul Masechah Shabbos. So another example of someone who was exceedingly humble was Hillel. And the Gemara talks about in great detail the humility of Hillel. V'zelashonam Tan Rabbanon. The Olamihe Adam An Vasan Kehillel. And in fact, the Gemara says that a person should always try to go ahead and be as humble as Hillel. So if you remember again, the Gemara over here is quoting a story, which actually we'll see in just a couple of days in Shabbos, the beautiful story about the individuals who made a bet about who would be able to go ahead and make Hillel lose his temper. And they did some pretty ridiculous things to him in order to go ahead and make him lose his temper. And amazingly enough, he didn't. He was able to keep it together. And again, that was a function, ultimately, of his humility. Rabbi Avo, the Ramchal's page, Reish Lamed Gimel, Achari Rov Anvaso, Matzah Sha'adayin Lohigia Lihio Surai Likari Anav. So Rabbi Avo, even though, again, he was in actuality exceptionally humble, but as a result of his incredible humility, never really thought that he was in fact sufficiently humble. Rabbi Avo says, I used to think that I was a humble individual. But once I saw Rabbi Abba of Akko, I realized I wasn't humble. I was such about Rabbi Abba of Akko. So look what he writes. The Amar Iyu Chad Taima, the Amar Amore Chad Taima, below Kapid. So this is actually quite wild. So Rabbi Abba of Akko. So he was a Tano. He used to go ahead and give a shir. And when he would give a shir, he would have an Amora. The job of the Amora was to take the job of the Rebbe, right? So the Rebbe, the teacher, would convey complex ideas. And then it was the mission of the Amora to take complex ideas, distill them into simpler ideas that can then be disseminated and shared with the public. So this is quite wild. So Rabbi Abba of Akko, he had an Amora who was a little bit of a mechutzof, a little bit of an arrogant individual. He would take the words of Rabbi Abba and he would say something different. So Rabbi Abba would say A, and the Amora would go ahead and decide, no, I'm not going to say that. I'll say something else, which is ridiculous. But yet Rabbi Abba of Akko never said anything. Bor velo kapid means he never got angry. He never got angry, which is really such an incredible level of humility. Here, especially, now obviously, it must have been that the Amora wasn't saying something wrong, right? The kid must be that he wasn't saying something negative, but at the end of the day, he wasn't conveying the words that Rabbi Abba was conveying. And yet Rabbi Abba, in his incredible humility, didn't say anything. So the Gemara says, and so therefore, Rabbi Avo, when he saw this, Rabbi Avo said, you know, I used to think that I was humble. Then after I saw Rabbi Abba of Akko, I said to myself, Lav anvasana ana. I'm obviously not such a humble person. What Rabbi Abba of Akko is doing, that is true humility. So Rabbi Avo said, so that finishes that section when he calls Svilas Ha'elbonos, the ability to weather and to tolerate embarrassment, and to resist the temptation to fire back, to give it back, and to get locked in a cycle of struggle. We've all been there. We've all been locked in those cycles. And all they do is fundamentally sap your energy, your time, your resources, and prevent you from focusing on things that are really necessary for your own growth. The next piece of humility, sinas harabanos ubrichas hakovid. The next step in humility is literally, sinas harabanos means literally despising of, if you look in the footnotes, sinas, he says, well, sinas means hatred or animosity, rabanos 66, hasrara ala tzibor. That essentially a person runs away from occupying positions of authority. So sinas harabanos, I run away from positions of authority, ubrichas hakavod, and I run away from honor. I will say that this also is very interesting. We'll have to define what this means. Because what does it mean to go ahead, run away from authority? So that means what? A person doesn't take positions of authority, positions of leadership, try to get things done. So you'll see what Ramchal means in just a moment. Mishnah Arucha, he says, this is an explicit Mishnah. Ehavis hamalacha usnas harabonos. Love work, and despise authority. So what Ramchal is discussing over here is as follows, that sometimes people get involved with things not because they want to go ahead and help, or not because they want to go ahead and do things, but because at the end of the day, they want honor. They want covered. So a lot of times people do things under the guise of, oh, I'm trying to help X, this group, this, whatever it is. But the truth is, they're really just looking to bolster their own ego. That's what Ramchal means. That when you do something in life, make sure that you're not doing it for the feeling of power. Make sure that you're not doing it for the feeling of authority. Make sure whatever it is that you're doing is really with a genuine desire to help, and not motivated from a desire to feed one's ego. Va'amru od, hagas libo bahara shota. Similarly, again, if somebody goes ahead and brings an arrogant heart to judgment, he's a fool. Which means that if you bring your a person brings their arrogance or a person brings their ego to their leadership position, whether it's that a person is paskening halacha, making rulings, providing leadership, but if my ego informs what I'm doing, then ultimately, again, I make foolish mistakes. Now, both sides, the truth is we know ego is a part of almost everything we do, right? There's nothing we do really without ego. And a lot of times we do things to serve our ego without even realizing that we're doing those things to serve our ego. So remember, I can't totally avoid ego because at the end of the day, I'm a human being, but I could be aware of it. So what Ramchal does is creates a certain level of awareness regarding these things. He goes on, Va'omru, kalarodif achar hakavod, hakavod boreach nimenu. Similarly, again, whoever runs after kavod, whoever runs after honor, honor runs away from him. Va'omru od, al teitse lariv maher, the olam al tirats achar hasurara. So again, Chazal darshan this, don't run after authority. Lama, why not? So, an incredible idea that sometimes, again, people have a desire for authority because of what it does for their ego, because how it makes them feel important. And yet, sometimes they gain those positions of authority, but they're not fit for it, or they don't know what to do with it, or they don't know how to lead with it. So therefore, the Ramchal says, be careful in life what it is that you run after. We'll have to stop over here for today, but we'll pick up Emir Hashem with more of this running away or avoidance of authority. Again, it doesn't mean that we should avoid authority. It means that we should avoid trying to secure for ourselves positions of authority for the purpose of feeding our ego. We'll continue Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Shukoyach.